Hey, we made it. It's a fucking show.
That's cute. We're still alive.
We're doing this again.
Woo! Here we are. Show number two. We made it. Welcome to On the DL. I'm Etta. I'm here with David and Kim, and we're back. Woo!
Yeah, it's great to be back. That was a great first show. We got a lot of positive feedback, some comments, and we're happy to keep this going.
We are ready for round number two.
Woo-hoo.
So let's catch up a little bit in the news. I'd like to get us started, and I just want to add that if you'd like to sponsor a section in our podcast, you can write me at david@danceloft14.org, and we can work that out for you. You can be an individual. You can be a corporation. We don't care. Just throw us that cheddar and we'll give you a shout out.
That's right.
So what I really want to talk about was Cramer Books in DuPont Circle is apparently planning on leaving. Now, they're not shutting down, according to the owner. They're not going anywhere in the sense of the closing, but they have been having trouble with their lease in that they've like to renovate the space and DuPont, for whatever reason, they don't want to let him. I am really going to miss this place if it goes, because I've been on many mediocre dates and dates that went okay, but never panned out to anything there. So in that cafe in the back.
It's a good signature spot.
Has anybody been to that cafe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Memorable place. It's a great place. It's a very sad story. Sad to hear. I'd hate to see them go. They've been there for quite some time. I didn't read fully into it. So thanks for that update. Read some tidbit about the lease, something or other, but it sounds like you said that they're wanting to renovate it, but they're not allowed to?
Yeah, it seems like they've had some ideas and they just zoning or some whatever reason, they just weren't allowed to. They still have like a 6-year lease on the place, so they're not going to move out tomorrow, but they definitely don't want to stay.
Mm. Oh, that's too bad. It's a good spot for them. Well, hopefully good luck on either getting your lease figured out or finding a new spot to, you know, call your home.
You're going to need a new spot for those bad Hinge dates, people. You can be like, hey, I read.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I read.
I totally read that book right there.
There's books here. I'm well read. Check me out.
Oh my gosh. Well, something else for the news. Maryland parks are now open. Originally, I was going to talk about me seeing some teenagers sitting on their cars just kind of huddled around right outside of the gates. But guess what? Those gates have been opened. The parks are open, at least in Maryland.
All right.
So that's fantastic news. People can get out, start using the basketball courts, tennis courts, getting some more exercise. And I think that is some fantastic news.
Well, as long as they stay 6 feet apart and don't push park rangers, please. I don't know if you guys saw that clip of that guy pushing the park ranger.
Yeah.
I live in a small rural town. So usually it's random people coming up being like, don't do that. My brother got in trouble like right as they officially closed the parks. He does rollerblading. So he had someone come over and my brother got in trouble for rollerblading.
I can actually rollerblade really well, but I can't roller skate very well for some reason.
No?
I don't know why that is.
It's not challenging enough.
And I can't ice skate. I can't ice skate. I can't roller skate, but I can rollerblade really well.
Hmm.
I don't
know why.
Everybody has their talents.
That's where it ends for me.
Oh, man.
What do you got for us, Etta?
Well, in other news, I believe it was Fox News that printed something or other. I mean, as we all know, CDC has been announcing guidelines on best practices to stay healthy during this pandemic and these tough times. And there are these reports issued with how long the disease can stay on surfaces and transmission and all of that.
Oh, I saw this. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Please.
So, I mean, they wrote something like, oh, now the CDC says that it's not easily transmittable. Well, the CDC didn't say that, and it's not on their website. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Fake news. Fake news button.
Yes. Don't believe people. Do not believe everything you hear.
I'm not going to say any of that. So I want to thank David and Kim for being very smart and savvy and well-read again, it's the topic of this.
I was reading it this morning and I looked at it like 50 times. I was like, wait, this makes no sense. And I was doing some more research. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's
not jump the gun here, folks.
No,
exactly. Let's not jump to conclusions. Let's make sure that we're actually checking with the site if the site is being, you know, called out.
Exactly.
And that goes for anything if you see online. You should always double check and do your own research. Do your own homework, people.
Oh, absolutely.
But we're here to set you straight, you know, just keep you in line.
Absolutely.
On the DL. If you don't know, now you know.
Insert Willy Wonka quote.
These are the geese that lay the golden eggs. As you can see, they're larger than ordinary geese. As a matter of fact, they're quadruple-sized geese which produce octuple-sized eggs. They're laying overtime right now for Easter.
But Easter's over.
They don't know that. I'm trying to get ahead for next year.
Is anything staying the same? I want to hear about that. I would love to hear some comments after we post this next podcast and hear from some listeners just to see. I'm just curious, what has stayed the same? I mean, I think for the most part, it's been maybe watching some Netflix and eating at home when you do eat at home, maybe normal start your day routines. But other than that, what has really stayed the same?
We were talking about this earlier when we were putting the show together, and I honestly could say, besides obviously like brushing my teeth, washing my face, and, you know, putting clothes on, my schedule has completely been turned upside down. I'm that person. I teach at multiple studios. I love to keep myself super busy, and I am always running from place to place, getting things done, teaching, dancing, what have you. And I really don't have anything that's schedule-wise the same. Eating food, brushing my teeth, and, you know, those type of normal daily activities. My schedule, my new normal, is very different.
Do you find that you have more time now because you're not going from one place to the next and you're able to stay? Ask, yeah.
That is a great question, and I do. I definitely have some more time, but at the same time, I have been filling it up with a lot of other things. For example, I am going back to college. I have officially signed up for classes, and Kimberly, the redhead ballerina, is going back to school. So I have been
cheering kids,
trying to reteach myself all of these math things I learned in like eighth grade. It has been quite a while.
I think that's fantastic. That's great. This is such a great time for people to be, you know, learning something new, or, you know, ordering a guitar and teaching themselves how to play at home, or learning a new language, which is what I do at home as well. We try to watch some shows in French and brush up on our French lessons. And I work on Hindi. And so we do those sorts of things. I'm learning how to play video games. Beat Fallen Order. Feel really good about that.
Right there.
Yeah. So now we've started on Spider-Man, but I digress. I think it's really great that you're going back to school. That's awesome.
Thank you. I am very excited about it. I'll be going for my business degree. Just, you know, starting off at Montgomery College.
Well, that's very inspiring. It's more inspiring than me talking about catching up on Netflix shows.
Hey, Netflix, I've been rewatching Parks and Recreation for like the 100th time.
This is insane. 3 kids? I just multiplied all our future expenses by 3, and you know what happened? The numbers got a lot higher. I think I heard the computer laugh at me.
David, shame on you for not having to watch it yet, but David has to watch it now. I think the majority of us have seen Parks and Rec and agree it is one of those shows you can watch.
David, it's life-changing.
Over again, it is. You know, you see so many memes and, you know, you get used to all like the quotes from that show. It's one of those shows that's heavily quoted, and it's definitely a must watch, even if it's your 10th time.
So I think at least the majority of us here on the DL and David will soon know. We highly recommend, if you're looking for a show to watch, check out Parks and Rec. Thank us later. Enjoy. It's just such a great...
Is that the one with Ron Burgundy in him?
No, it's Ron Swanson. But
Ron Swanson.
He's the Anchorman. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's not an Anchorman. It's funny because he's got a similar haircut to Ron Burgundy from the movie Anchorman.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. But that's about it aesthetically. That's, and it may also a burly muffled voice.
Well, I might need a comedy here and there because I've been watching Little Fires Everywhere, and that's probably not going to make you laugh as much.
There's all this pressure to be all of these things, to be perfect, but I'm not. I'm not perfect.
Yes, you are! I'm all about those light, funny shows. Otherwise, I get very anxious. So when I watch some of these more like, thriller, more intense dramas, oh my gosh, my head just starts spinning, and then good luck trying to get me to sleep. So I need those like light, funny shows. Parks and Rec, Office. Always a good thumbs up way to go.
Highly recommend. If anything, Netflix has really been our rock through all of this. They were there before. They're there now.
Disney Plus is adding a ton of new shows.
Shout out to Disney
Hulu.
Plus.
Amazon Prime has been stepping up their game as well.
It wasn't that what The Mandalorian was on? Was that on Disney Plus?
That's Disney Plus. Oh.
No,
yeah,
Disney
yeah.
Plus. Yeah. Disney. Yeah.
I hope everyone's seen that one too. Highly recommend.
Heck yes.
I don't have Disney Plus.
Oh, well, you should get a trial or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, give that a try. Let's talk about that on the next
episode.
Well,
they got The Simpsons now, so yes. I got to get it.
That is gold.
So, David, tell us about these birthday flash mobs.
Yeah, what's everyone doing to celebrate their birthdays these days?
But these flash mobs, this is something interesting that I've been seeing and that I actually did and participated in, is that somebody had a birthday. And obviously we can't get together. So I constructed this giant sign and I, stand outside their house. Everybody waves it or does something, so you can see it.
Well, I've also been seeing the little, like, everybody in their car and they drive past the house. Birthday parade. So cute.
Great. It's like a funeral procession, but it's a birthday parade.
I know.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Just put the hazard lights on. You can do whatever you want. Just
there you go.
Procession. Run the lights and everything.
I know that's kind of what it looks like, but it's a much happier occasion.
Well, I think that's pretty cool that everyone's teaming together and thinking creatively. And hey, who doesn't like a flash mob? As dancers, I think we can appreciate that, all right?
Absolutely.
Just a random, unison, uniformed, birthday celebration. That's great. That's the best way to flash mob.
I don't think our choreography was very good, but, it's a thought.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Honestly, now, like, whatever, I'm sure just seeing your beautiful faces made your friend happy.
Yeah, and our beautiful, well, ugly signs. It was like a promposal, will you go to prom with me? which is past my era. I missed that era, unfortunately. There was no promposals when I was growing up.
Yeah, that was before.
Oh, they were
time.
Everywhere when I was in school.
Oh, yeah?
Only Kimberly never got asked anything, so.
Kimberly was always dancing.
I know. And I was always never really
busy
at school. I was still able to go to a lot of the dances and my proms and stuff, but people were just so intimidated of me / never around. Yay. Thank you, ballet, for taking up so many years of my life. Just kidding.
I once had two people ask me, but then I didn't go because I didn't want to say no to and then go
with
the other one.
Was this a Sadie Hawkins dance?
I just got lucky one year. That was the only time it ever happened.
Wow.
David, Mr. Popular.
Very
cool.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't want to go to the prom because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh, guys, that just shows you what sweet souls we have here on the show.
So, David, did you go stag that year? Is that what you said?
I didn't go to the prom.
You didn't go at all?
I didn't go because I,
you didn't want to hurt their feelings.
I didn't want to go without... say, go with one, not go with the other. And then I didn't want to go and say I said no to both of you. So
what a guy.
What a sweetheart we have.
Well done.
In retrospect, it might have been interesting to go to the prom, but I don't know.
Aww.
Okay. So things only an artist / dancer would bring on vacation. I'm going to start this off and say they're probably going to bring, I don't know, if it were me, the last time I went on vacation, I brought my dance clothes and dance shoes, which I didn't end up using because there was a pandemic that was happening. So that didn't happen. What about you guys?
I'm going to say I've definitely seen dancers bring yoga mats and those yoga blocks. I don't know what they're called. Is that what they're called?
Yoga blocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're like just like pieces of styrofoam. I'm not even sure what you do with them, really.
You can tell the non-dancer on our show. Well, wherever I go, I have to bring my stick. So, you know, that stick that you kind of roll out the muscles. Roll,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a lot smaller. And it's really easy to pack. It's a lot easier than, you know, your foam roller. Wherever I go, I have to have my stick. I've been stopped so many times in airport security because they're like, what? Well, is it? So I had one before it became kind of like a normal thing to see. And I used to get stopped all the time and they're like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, like I'm a dancer. I did like explain, you know, it's to roll out your muscles, but just so many poor TAs being so confused over this item.
You're like, sure it is.
Yes, but it's my favorite thing. I take it with me everywhere.
Well, I mean, it looks like it could deal out some damage, that thing.
No, I mean, it could possibly look like a weapon, but I'm like, no, I just roll out my muscle. I hurt myself with it, essentially.
You could definitely hijack a plane with that thing.
Well, you know, I guess it's a good alternative to a foam roller, which I think would be an ideal thing to bring. But I think you're right. It's not very realistic depending on where you're going on vacation to and how many bags you're allowed to bring.
Exactly. It's, you know, it's skinny enough and it's not too long. So I can just easily throw it in my backpack or my suitcase. It's, you know, very portable.
Well, on that note, I'm going to go in and say, if it were a road trip, I'd be bringing my foam roller.
Yes. If there is space, the foam roller comes.
So.
Absolutely.
What else do we have?
I was wondering if we could also like include what should you bring on your
Why
vacation?
Not? Yeah. Let's talk about what we should bring. Yeah. What are some other things that if we would bring them or what we think we should bring?
This is a very loose format, if you couldn't tell.
Very.
You know, something I think dancers should remember to bring along for trips is a ball as well.
Tennis ball, huh?
I'm all about my toys, my toys in my dance bag. So as you can tell, like my stick, my ball, especially if I'm sitting in a car. God, David, this is a PG show. PG show, people.
I'd be more.
Anyways, so I like to bring my ball as well. I have a pink lacrosse ball. It goes with me everywhere. I find either on the, you know, sitting on a plane for a while or especially long car trips, I am that person who literally at rest stops will get out of their car and sit on the ground and roll out on my lacrosse ball. I am that weirdo in the parking lot. And guess what? I feel better and I don't care what other people think because my
body
feels better.
No shame. Just do your thing.
No shame. Yep. Sitting on the gravel, just rolling out a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I would maybe suggest, I know what I also did on my last vacation was I brought something nice I wanted to wear in case. Well, I was actually planning to go to a theater show, which again, didn't happen because of the pandemic.
But
in a normal setting, I'd like to see what's going on culturally in another city or state or country and see
Absolutely.
What's got going on in the theater scene. And I want to support the other companies out there in theater, dance, what have you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So
always be prepared.
Yes.
That's also great because you never know if it's going to rain on you. And then now you're either stuck inside or you got to go to Ripley's Believe It or Not again.
Oh, God.
Again.
Only so many shrunken heads I can look at before it's like, all right.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like in New York, the places that get super busy when it rains is like Madame Tussauds or Ripley, you know, all those like very touristy inside things. You just run away. Go to the theater instead.
Much rather go see a live show.
Yeah, skip that House of Oddities and go support some local dance.
I mean, come on. How many times can you see a wax figure? I mean, I think you could see it online just fine. You don't need to go see it in person. Learned that lesson 20 years ago. Thanks. What a waste of time.
Sometimes you just have to make those mistakes.
Well, it wasn't my choice. There was an itinerary mapped out for us on our trip. We also...
It was mandatory.
And they also took us to, like, a Hard Rock or Planet Hollywood and McDonald's. Like, what are you doing?
Wait,
I'm in a different country. I want to go...
What kind of tour did you take?
We had an exchange program in Paris, and, you know, in the itinerary, they just had us eating at these. I mean, I guess if you think about, you know, kids at a young age, they have picky.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, I wanted to be immersed in culture, you know, have them order French fries, you know, like, let's go to an authentic French restaurant. I don't want to eat McDonald's while I'm in France. Anyhow, so that I digress.
How old were you?
13.
Okay.
Je ne sais pas.
You were too cultured. You were more cultured than I was at that age.
I wanted some. I was craving it, all right? Grew up in Alabama. Sweet home, Alabama. Where the skies are blue. Sweet home, Alabama. Oh, ooh. It's time for... Da da da! Kim's Corner. We're working on the jingle.
All right. So for my first product review of Kim's weekly product review, I will be talking about my sweater that I have on. I know if you're listening, you can't see it, but I will be posting information on our Instagram about it. So it is from Paka Apparel. So PAKA Apparel. This sweater is super soft. It is absolutely amazing. And it has a really great story and a really great message behind it. This is actually made from alpaca wool all the way from the Andes Mountains. Mm. A few things you did not know about alpaca wool. It is odor resistant. It is super lightweight. A lot of wool sweaters, you'll find they're really heavy. And this material is also moisture wicking, and it is crazy soft. It is not like your typical wool where, you know, kind of itchy and scratchy. This thing is so soft. I wish you guys could feel it. They actually have some socks that I really want to get. I love cozy socks. So if you need some new cozy winter socks, highly recommend looking at those socks. The story of this company, they are all about empowering small communities in Peru.
Now, this place sells all alpaca stuff.
Is that correct? So, yes, they are all the way again from the Andes Mountains, and their story is super sweet and super awesome. They support Peruvian women. A lot of them, you know, have children. Each sweater is signed by the woman who made it. So I think is so cool. Such a unique thing to do. And it makes it really personal.
Do they have a location in D.C.?
So they don't. They don't have a location in D.C., but I have started representing them. So if you guys have any questions, you can always message the Redhead Ballerina. If you are interested in purchasing anything, or, you know, you want some more information about them. Again, I will be putting some pictures and information up on our Instagram page. So David can tell you a little bit about our brand new Instagram page.
Yeah, we have a new Instagram just for the podcast. In case you didn't know, we're going to be posting random things that maybe doesn't fit on the Dance Loft Instagram. And that is ondthedl_14. One word, ondthedl, then _14 on Instagram. Give us a follow.
Yeah, it's going to be a great place to see funny outtakes of us because, oh boy, do we have so many.
I'm going to post myself doing Zumba. So,
oh my gosh,
yes. Look forward to that.
Yeah, and it's also going to be a great place for product reviews. I love doing product reviews. So I will be posting quite a lot on that page. So make sure you guys check it out.
Woo-hoo.
And hope to see you on there. Woo.
All right. Thank you, Kim. That was a very helpful product review. We look forward to next week. See what you got for us. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit about our mental health.
Have you ever done anything mean to yourself? Well, it's very important to look inside yourself and find that loving part of you. That's the part that you must take good care of.
I liked vlog, and I just want to say that you can make a vlog and you can write, and you don't even have to necessarily do it to share it. It's just something to, like, get out of your system, so to say, to vent, if you will.
That's a great idea, David. Yeah, just because you write something does not mean you have to put it out on the internet. Sometimes, you know, just write some things just for you.
Sometimes you shouldn't put it out on the internet.
Amen to that.
Or else people will start looking at you with a side eye, and then, you know, people start unfollowing, and then it's all downhill from there. What do you think, Etta?
Sorry, what?
Etta was texting, and I purposely did that because I saw her texting.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would go back to just the whole trying to learn something. That'll keep you occupied and fully engaged and, you know, just expanding your mind and your knowledge on whatever you're interested in. If you're like me, that could be 10 different things in in a week, you know? So constantly evolving, constantly learning. There's tons of stuff out there. There's a lot of free online class resources too right now. So a little bit of research can go a long way. So something that you might always have been interested in learning to do, you might just consider taking a look to see what resources are out there for you.
It's a great idea.
Yeah,
you said something about getting a guitar and learning to play the guitar.
Yeah.
That was an idea I had, but it was vetoed by my roommates. So that's not going to happen anymore. But another idea you said is learning language, which is something I really think a lot more people should be doing.
I think that could be something easily started. Downloading Duolingo.
My brother has actually been working on, reworking on his Spanish for a couple of years, and he's pretty much fluent now.
That's great. I mean, and that's what it comes down to is practice, right? So whatever it is that you want to learn, you're going to go as far as you want, depending on how much time you're going to put into it and how interested you are in doing it. And you might just be, you know, want to scratch the surface, and that's fine too. And keep digging into other subjects until you really find what it is that you want to stick with. And you know what, David? I say get your guitar, but also buy some soundproof foam and stick it there on your wall.
Please play the guitar responsibly.
You know, everybody wins. Or you could get a mini guitar or ukulele. That's a personal favorite of mine. That's what I need to get. I need to get a ukulele.
I watch this show, 90 Day Fiancé, and every time I see there's always some guy that goes overseas and he's known this person for like 6 years or whatever before he finally goes overseas. And he doesn't speak the language. And I'm like, 6 years? Well, you could have. And then he gets mad because they don't speak English.
I've been chatting with Lana for 7 years. And even though I've never met Lana in person, we feel like an old married couple.
All that time, you could have learned their language and you guys could have been like having this like back and forth.
Right? It's all about the work you put into it. I tell my kids all the time, they look at me and they're like, oh my gosh, you can just go into your splits. And I'm like, do you know how many years and how much work? Because I am not naturally a flexible person. So I have had to work really, really hard on all my dancing in general. I am definitely not a natural dancer by any means. So I've had to work really hard. So I'm like, it's about the work you put in is what it comes down to.
That's a very good parallel right there. The splits and learning a language.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're onto something.
All right, guys. Well, we made another episode.
This is number two. Maybe we'll get to three.
Let's keep rolling, guys.
Yeah, of course, you know, we love getting the chit chat with each other and sharing our wonderful knowledge with the world. As silly as sometimes it may be. It's been really fun, guys. I'm really glad we did this.
I just want to say this is very, like, we're trying not to make this your typical dance podcast, you know. We want to have fun with you guys.
That's right. Dancers are people too. We're all just humans.
Amen. Well, with that, on that note, Kimberly is signing off.
And I'm David. I'll see you next time.
Ta-ta. Toodaloo.